CMs, a lot of different zones in this area here. Shows single-family residences around the parcel that we're gonna, that this tower will be using. It is in a lodge, the Layton Lions Club Lodge owns this parcel. This is an aerial view of the site. It is within a recreational park, looks like a baseball diamond is next to it. Here shows access to the tower from NARS Avenue. This is an aerial view showing the tower's footprint. It'll be on a 30 by 30 foot square area. There's another aerial view showing the tower and the transmitters that will be attached to it. Here's a view of the elevations of the tower. It will be sheathed to look like a pine tree. It does have a fence or a wall. It's a CMU wall, 8 foot tall CMU wall. Elevation view of the ground and the cabinets and the equipment adjacent to the tower. This is the existing coverage map for this location. And this is the proposed coverage map for this location. This is a view of a digitally rendered tower east of the site looking west. This is a view of the tower west of the site looking east. Here's another view, digitally rendered view of the tower north looking south. This shows a chain link fence, but it will be a CMU wall in earth toned colors on the bottom of this surrounding that tower. Here are the five conditions of approval, the findings that staff here believes we can make. Size and shape of parcel is adequate, yes. Streets and highways are adequate for the use, yes. No adverse effects on the neighborhood, yes. General plan consistency, yes. And conditions necessary for public health, safety, and the general welfare is a yes as well. That concludes staff's report on this agenda item.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Commissioner Wolf?
According to these maps, it looks like to the south, to the east, and to the west is the Layton Unified School District, less than a quarter mile away.
Yep. Yes. There.
You didn't hear from these guys. There was no response from the Layton Unified School District.
No, I didn't hear any. I don't have any responses from them.
Okay,
regarding
this tower. There is another one that we're definitely going to hear some opposition, and it's really about its location. And I get nervous that sometimes these people are not responding, and they should be. Mm-hmm. And maybe they're just not that group of people that understand. And then sometimes we have people that are so alarmed by what could the effects of a cell tower have on people, on kids, on all kinds of stuff. And I get nervous sometimes that we should see this red flag as a commission and wonder why didn't anybody respond?
Yeah.
This is within a quarter mile. And maybe staff has something to say about that? Okay. But even in your presentation, you didn't mention there's unified school district all around this.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a Layton Unified School District. And we do send out the routings to the different entities in the area, as well as the property owners, and we didn't receive any objection from the Unified School District.
Well, I for one would feel comfortable if we had something from the school district, something saying that they've reached out to the parents, something saying, hey, we've notified our student population and their families, and everybody's good with it. Everybody's happy to have the cell tower.
Mm-hmm.
We've just come across it too many times now that small communities do have problems with this.
Any other questions or comments? Thank you, Raimundo.
You're welcome.
Have the applicant come forward.
Good morning, Lisa Gendel, SAC Wireless. Any questions? Representing Verizon Wireless.
I don't think, well, let's ask if there are any questions of you, or we'll probably wait for Mr. Coles.
I'm going to let our RF engineer respond to Mrs. Wolf's concerns.
Very good.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll have the next speaker.
Thank you.
So good morning again. Walt Coles, RF engineer with Verizon Wireless. So thank you, Commissioner Wolf, for your concerns. I've heard these many times, and I understand firsthand what that uneasiness is around a cell tower, and I've heard a lot of it. So let me first say this, that the school district actually was in support of this. They wanted it because they needed to have the broadband coverage into the school. They wanted to have that additional possibility of using that for 5G coverage for tablets and for laptops and whatnot. As far as the safety concerns, the FCC regulates everything that the carriers do. So I want to be clear that the public, I'm going to say it's a misconception because it is. There is ionizing and non-ionizing radiation that comes from certain things. This is not that type of radiation. You're far enough away, you have to be very, very, very close to these towers. And when I say very, very close, you'd have to climb the tower and be very close to that antenna to be harmed. The amount of radiation coming from that area is insignificant. You get more damage from being in the sunlight, to be frank. So I understand that. We have an EME report that we do on every site that takes everything into consideration, the distance between where the nearest home is, any type of population area. It talks about the distance from the transmitter to the ground. It gives the different levels of EME. It's very, very vetted. I want to assure you that this is a very regulated, incredibly regulated area by the FCC. We have to pass all these standards before anything can be done with power levels and with where the radiated beams are going. So that has all been done on anything that we do, and that goes for the competitors as well. This is a very, very regulated world that we live in with the radiation. That's not something that is taken lightly. So I will try to answer any questions. I didn't bring a presentation to show you to break that down. If that's something you feel you need, we can provide that. But I'd be more than happy to try to answer any questions.
I wish there was a letter of support from the Layton Unified School District so we could see that in writing. And that's all. I think this is a something that's blatant, and it's a giant group of people that would be represented in a letter saying, yeah, Layton Unified really wants this tower. That's all.
I would love that too. because we did work very hard on trying to provide this. So I am actually a little surprised there's not support here in chambers. But I see your point.
Any other questions of the speaker? Mr. Quist?
Just out of curiosity, it begs the question, would older towers, let's say, that are 15 years old, would they be more of a problem than current technology?
No. So all of those, they all fall under the same regulatory guidance from the FCC. So the tower age has nothing to do necessarily with what equipment is on the tower. All that equipment, so any piece of equipment that radiates anything, whether it's your microwave oven, your cell phone, even a light bulb has to go through a vetting process with the federal government, with various agencies, the FCC being the overlying umbrella, if you will, of all of them. So any type of emissions that come out, they have to run these very elaborate tests and determine the safety, and then there's a whole series of things that go on with that. And so anything that you see that's radiating anywhere in the public, that all has to be done that way, even your parking lot lights, for example. But obviously, when you start looking at something that can radiate, like a microwave or a cell site antenna, the transmitter, the radio itself, all of that's vetted. And you can actually go to the FCC websites, and they can show you by model number, by everything else, they can break it down. It's quite involved. Not the kind of reading I do, but it's all there for the public to see. You're welcome.
Okay, I might just also, I noticed that the owner of the property is the Leighton Lions Club. So I think that goes towards, while maybe you didn't get something from the school directly, when you have an organization in a community like Leighton, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you have a lot of people that know it's going in.
Very small community.
Certainly would, that word would get out.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, okay. Also, you realize that the Lions Club always gives back to the community. They always do. That's been, and a lot of times, honestly, the Lions Club, that's how they activate, is helping. So they're actually putting this on their property. They'll be the receptacle of the lease amount. Yeah. Then they'll pour more back in the community. They could do that. But if I don't know if, you know, Lisa, if you've gone to the Leighton is a really underprivileged community. And I can almost see this as being a blessing to be into, because I remember from Orange Cove, they didn't have the accesses to have the laptops for the kids and different learning. So I understand what this would benefit Leighton, and the Lions Club saw that.
Right.
So I mean, not saying that you couldn't go back to the school and say, hey, but to hold up the project because we didn't get, you asked them to send something, that's something, so we can't make them do what they just probably thought we're not against it, so we didn't send anything in.
Right, right.
So that's something that maybe you could just chat with them, but I would support this, I wouldn't.
Question. Is there a signal on the tower the same as a cell phone?
I'm sorry, I don't understand the question.
Do we carry cell phone in our pockets, right?
Your cell phone signal on your phone, you mean?
Cell phones we carry in our pockets.
Yeah, the ones we're carrying.
Mm-hmm.
You're
right.
Asking as far as the signal or what they
cell
provide?
Cell phones we carry in our pockets.
Right.
And what's the difference between the signal from the tower from the cell phone?
Well, they're two different things. So this would be considered your receiver.
Okay.
And that would be your main transmitter.
But still got the signal.
Yeah, absolutely. And it does emit. It does emit radiation, yes.
We carry signal in our pockets. How much dangerous can that be if it's not dangerous?
Right.
Oh,
so
that's what I'm saying. As far as the health issues.
Health issues. I don't see anything.
Well, so you would have to be very close, and I mean very close to the tower, almost on the tower, to have any type of ill effects from that signal coming from the tower.
And those 50-60% of students in the high schools have the cell phones in their pockets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and again, though, this is a very micro, I mean, this is very, very low power on these. So that's, in fact, not to give you a history lesson here, but the early days of cellular, and when I was in the Air Force in the 90s, we used equipment that was very much commercial available that had way more radiation when you're putting it up to your ear than these current devices by 10 times. So the governing bodies have done a lot to try to mitigate that and change it. And technology has evolved, things have moved forward, and public safety is still paramount in a lot of this. So,
okay. Any other questions? If not, thank you, Mr. Cole.
You're welcome.
See if there's anyone else to speak in support of this application. Seeing none, I'll ask if there's anyone here in opposition to this application. Okay. Okay. Let me ask the lady in the back, were you opposed to this application? Please come forward. Let's have her speak first. And if you would, state your name and address for the record, please.
My name is Rosemary Chan, and I live at 20921 Castro Street in Layton. As far as the notice that they say that was given, I opened this up on Tuesday, so you won't have anything from me. I saw something about it on Facebook on Saturday because someone was concerned and said, hey, has anybody seen this? This was Saturday. So people don't know. I went to pay my water bill, and I asked the lady at the water department. She hadn't gotten anything. And I know she's a homeowner in Layton. She's from there. She hadn't seen this, and she knows everything. If you want to know anything in Layton, she knows everything. I asked my neighbors. They've seen it. They just bought their home. They're new. They're a young married couple. And they said, oh, no, what is that? Okay. I was going to go around last night, but then the people who I think live across it, because I can't tell where it's at, but I'm going to be a few feet away from it at any rate. And I am concerned. Health-wise, I'm concerned. I know they're going to tell you there's nothing wrong, but just the fact that there's a concern now over my head is stressful. And that stress isn't good for anybody. And there are going to be a lot of people who are going to be concerned about it. So depending on where it is, it's adjacent either to the high school. Right. I mean, you might as well say it's on the high school baseball, football, track, all of that is right there where the cell tower is going to be put at, if it's at Nara's. I don't know, but based on the pictures, it looks like it's a few feet away from my house. If it's not, if it's at the other corner, which is Pio Pico, then it's not too far from the elementary school. But if it's at the corner of Gonzer and Nara's, then it's adjacent to the high school playing fields. It's not far. I grew up in Layton. I was raised on the street that I'm living at now. I moved away. I lived in a very densely populated city overseas, Singapore. We're not cut off in Layton from communications. I can call Singapore anytime and have a perfect contact. I can call France. I've done that. I call Singapore regularly. We're not cut off. We have Comcast. Okay, so we're a small, low-income rural community, and that's why I like living there. We weren't given notice. He may say 2 weeks, and you may think that everybody knows, but they don't know. I would have prepared. I would have gone around the town to ask people. Layton is a small, simple town, and that's the beauty of it. It hasn't changed much. We got a gas station a few years ago, finally. I didn't really miss it, but it's kind of nice having it because now I can come home on empty and not have to stop and fill up in town. And then we got the Dollar General. But where they're putting it at is the heart of Layton. You wouldn't think it is, but it's the heart of Layton. We don't have much there. The rodeo grounds are there, so we have the rodeo every year. They have the canals are there. You live in Fresno. You might like it. I met a few cousins at a funeral a couple of weeks ago, and we're old now, but when they were young, growing up, they got sent to Layton for the summer. Some came from the north, San Jose area. Some came from the Los Angeles area. And they got sent to their aunt's house. And I always thought it was a punishment because I see them. I grew up there. I never went anywhere else. And I thought they were being punished. I figured their moms can't handle them. And so did my mom think that too.
Can I ask? I want to stay on the subject, but may I get your last name again?
Chan, C-H-A-N.
Okay. Mrs. Chan, let me ask you, do you feel, and I don't know how the rest of the commissioners feel, I know you have some concerns. I think Mr. Coles might be able to answer them, but do you feel like if given a little more time, if this were continued to the next meeting, there would be an opportunity for Mr. Coles to meet with you or some of the concerned residents. I'm not saying he's going to, but, or that would be an option, but you had mentioned that you just got the notice. You didn't have a chance to really go around and talk to the neighbors. You have some concerns. I think this goes to what Commissioner Wolf was talking about. You know, are there people concerned? What? And I do know that, you know, this, with us too, we don't necessarily get our packet many weeks in advance either. So I know time was short on that as far as responding. Some people respond by email, some come, some phone the staff. But do you think if this were to be continued, that maybe your concerns could at least be answered? Maybe not to your satisfaction, but you'd have the opportunity to hear what they have to say.
I've done some research. I mean, we've all heard about the health concerns. This is a new technology. There aren't any long-term studies having been done on it. So further down the road, we don't know. But once it's there, we're not going to be able to do anything about it. We're not going to be able to take it away. But right now, it's not there. And like I said, it's rural. Why does it have to be right on our doorstep, right in the heart of town, right above the school? Because if it's on Naras, it is basically in the school grounds. It's not just a baseball diamond. That's where the kids do their football practice. I can look out there, and there's tons of kids there, and they're out there for hours a day. Okay, maybe there's nothing going to happen to them. But the concern is there, and that's stressful. Now we've got something hanging over our heads, you know. And to top it off, okay, we've got an old stand of oak trees there that you don't find a lot anymore in the valley. And there's tons of oak trees there, and they're homes to tons of birds. It's like a sanctuary. Layton is like a last sanctuary around here. You don't find tall trees anymore. We've got condors, eagles, hawks, all kinds of beautiful little birds that pass through. I don't know their names, and they're gorgeous. And what's going to happen to them? They're easily affected by this kind of whatever waves that are coming out. And, well, I know...
I think there's some questions and concerns that you have.
Lots.
I'd like to see if there are other people here to testify, and if not, we'll get back to Mr. Coles, and maybe he can
probably
respond.
Probably not, because like I said...
Well, then that's an issue we can address.
And to top it off, a lot of people are only Spanish-speaking. It's a rural community, farm workers, seasonal workers, and that's pretty much what makes up Layton now.
Okay.
It's not bilingual. It's only in English. The one I have is only in English. So if they open it, they're just going to toss it aside. They don't know what's going on. People don't know what's going on. And you're right. People don't know what's going on. Okay. It's far. They're not going to come here. It took me over half an hour to get here.
Yeah.
You're going to have to miss work. You made it early in the morning. It's not really accessible. And, yeah.
Okay.
The gas is expensive now. All of these things, they're not, and rural, money is an issue. Money's more of an issue now. Once we have it there, we won't be able to get rid of it. And that, where they're putting it, is the heart of town. Our town is only 5 blocks wide. If we really needed to talk to somebody, we can walk there and talk to them. Well, okay. People in the outer areas have trouble with coverage.
Okay.
There's plenty of land. Why can't they put it somewhere else?
Well, we'll be discussing that shortly. I'd like to ask if there are no questions of Mrs. Chan, if there's another speaker that would like to come up in opposition. Thank you, Mrs. Chan.
Thank you.
Okay. Pardon?
Can I have a very quick follow-up about the lady said?
Are you in opposition as well?
Maybe say it in a comment that is closer to opposition. Maybe.
Come forward, state your name and address, and...
My name is Panos, and I live in the Yokos Valley.
Are you going to be talking about the next item?
The next one, but can I add a quick comment just on this one, on what was said before?
If it has to do with this item.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I'm thinking something here about the process, that if people do not return back with a response, we assume that they are good with the change. While I didn't hear anybody who was notified here to be in support of the change, so who asked for this antenna? And now we are asking for the school to come back and say, you know what, we don't really want the tower. But because they didn't respond, shouldn't be the assumption by default be that We don't know what these people are, what these people want.
I don't know that in this case, the fact that someone doesn't respond doesn't necessarily mean they support it. There could be other factors, like Mrs. Chan was saying, maybe they didn't understand the message or didn't get it in time for whatever reason. And we're just trying to figure that out. Fortunately, people that do show up can share, you know, insight on that, and we can act accordingly. So thank you for your comments. Okay. You had a question?
A comment on this project.
That would be fine.
My name is Juan Martinez. I live in Yokuts Valley. You know, everybody's talking about how safe this is, but the fact is, it's all new technology. You got 1G, 2G, 3G, 4G, 5G, 10G. Okay, what are the long-term effects? Nobody here knows what they are, neither do I. I've been to thousands of these sites, and you don't stand in front of the panel. So to say, oh, anywhere near the panel is dangerous, no. Standing directly in front of the panel is dangerous. Standing behind the panel is not so dangerous. So my point is, we don't know. You can't stand up here and make claims that this does not going to affect anybody, because there is no long-term studies, because you can't have a long-term study on new technology, right? Now, let me say this. I have one of my bosses, an engineer. He said to me, Juan, when you had the first radio waves come out, guess what? You had the Spanish flu. When you put out the TV, you had, he's a smart guy, you had this happen. When you put out this, all these different technologies, you had all coincide with illness. It affects the weakest of us. So if you put this new technology, if I'm young, strong, healthy, taking care of myself, it's not going to have no effect on me. Not going to have no problem. If I have some problems and now you're radiating directly in my face, maybe I get sick and die.
Okay. I understand. Thank you. Anyone else in opposition to this application? Okay, at this time, if the applicant so chooses, they may come up and rebut what was brought up. Mr. Coles, I believe you might want to come up, and there may be a couple questions of you. And so we would ask, I guess, let me ask it this way first. I don't know how the rest of the commission feels, but what would your position be as far as meeting with the community to answer some of the concerns, or do you want to just explain what you want to explain now and see the direction it goes?
Well, So I think a couple things. There, we have a group within Verizon that is set aside to help answer these questions, and I appreciate everybody's concern. I do. You know, I would say this, and I understand the fear of the technology. I would just say, there is a huge misconception on the internet. The internet is a great source of being able to find information. Unfortunately, a lot of it is false. My background is, I was in the Air Force for 21 years, and I did a lot of things in that career that prepped me to do what I'm doing now. Some of them I can't even tell you about, some of them I can. And I will tell you that the frequencies that are used have been used now for a long, long time. 5G is just another way of saying it's evolved to the next level of what technology brings. It has nothing to do with a new frequency or some new way we're manipulating things that would create some new wavelength that's going to cause a problem. That's not the case. In fact, the satellite frequencies that ourselves and AT&T and T-Mobile acquired recently from the federal government had been in use for almost 30 years. So they were using high power to get to the suborbit of that satellite for a long time. The amount of power we're putting in these sites is far, far less. And again, it's regulated. And I'm not going to sit here and defend everything that the FCC does. That's a bigger question. If people are going to create conspiracy theories that the FCC is somehow subverting things, talk to your congressman, because that's not my job here. I can provide the EME reports that are very detailed on what we do, how we vet that, and that is all regulated from the FCC. I can provide that, and we can certainly try to have a community meeting. Like Mrs. Chan said, if she was not notified, or if there was notices that went out or didn't go out in time or whatever the case may be, and I'm not sure how that would have happened. staff is really good about doing that. So I'm maybe, as to her point, maybe a lot of them are, and they are. There's a lot of Spanish-speaking folks there that maybe didn't know. But I'd also like to point out that one of the reasons this area was targeted was, again, this is an incredibly low-income area. And Verizon, along with several other providers, worked with the government on grants to provide rural broadband access for these communities at an incredibly reduced price. Mrs. Chan brought up Comcast. Yes, Comcast is there, but I would challenge you to ask you what your bill is with Comcast when Verizon can provide the same service, if not better, for
Mr.
25
Cole,
a month.
Let's not go that direction. No, let's just...
My point being, the purpose of the site was to create a digital equity gap to be brought in.
I think we understand that. I guess let me just ask the question, because I'll ask the commission in a moment. If we were to entertain continuing this to the next meeting,
right?
Does that throw your schedule off as far as meeting some deadline? Or I know probably you'd want it done as
no,
soon as you can.
No, we can.
But this could also be appealed to the Board of Supervisors, which would just add more time.
No, we don't want to do that. I think what I can do, I think we can do a continuance. And in the meantime, I'll talk to my my managers and my superiors and see if we can put together something to meet with the community and just answer some questions.
Well, that would be my suggestion, whether you start with the Lions Club, the school, figure out the best way to talk to the neighbors, address their concerns somehow.
Sure.
Maybe they won't agree, maybe they will. So if there are no other questions right now, Commissioner Wolf.
Mr. Coles, I definitely want to hear from the Unified School District, and I also want to hear from the Lions Club. Because to me, I mean, I would think the Lions Club is here. They are going to be the people that benefit. This is, to me, something they are going to be paid a certain amount, rent, to have this pole on their property, which actually supports a Lions Club, probably pays for their whole building, you know, and they don't have to collect dues. I know this is about money. And I also think it's about money. The whole thing is about money. The whole thing about having a cell tower, putting up a cell tower that might be sold someday, like you said before, it might be sold to the next group of cell tower companies. It's a little bit about money. I really need to see the support letters from this community going forward. And we have no idea what direction those support letters will go. We don't, as a commission. They might all really need this service. And I'd just like to see that, and that's the reason I think a continuation is a good idea. From the, you know, I want the Lions Club to be here. I want the school district to be here. And so we definitely know that this community is seeing this and we get their reactions. And because there is probably areas and cell towers outside this small community that would reach this community, but a little bit away from it.
I would respectfully disagree when we've done the analysis to the school district and that's not going to work. We wouldn't even have put it in the center of town had it not been for the purpose of serving that district. That was the whole idea. And just to, I don't know that it makes a difference, but we've actually done many cell towers at school grounds within the county. Kingsburg's one of them that comes to mind. We've done several in Clovis. We've done, we're working on one in Fresno now. Again, these are areas that are needed where the students don't have access to certain things. So I get your passion for this, and I do agree that there should be, the community should have all the information in front of them. They should be able to make an informed decision. And I think that's where we're missing on this, is we're not able to make an informed decision. There's not been a dialogue. And I think, you know, we can, as Verizon, we can put together our team that comes down and can do that.
Okay. Any other questions of the speaker? Thank you, Mr. Coles.
You're welcome.
Now, this was part of rebuttal. The next question would be if there's someone that would like to rebut, but also I would like to add that my position will be to ask for a continuance. So
Chairman, I have one.
Yes.
Legal point on the FCC regulations are that the county has to act. It's called the shot clock within 60 days from the application. So if you are going to continue it, you might ask the applicant if they will toll the shot clock. You have to make the decision for or against, or it's deemed approved.
Okay.
If the next meeting falls after the 60 days, depending on when they...
So we ask the applicant to waive that?
To toll. It's called tolling the shot clock.
Tolling?
Yes.
Okay. And then that takes care of that?
Yes. Issue?
All right. Then let me close the public portion of the hearing.
Just a simple comment.
Well, come up and make it if it's in regards to what you just heard.
It's in regards.
Say your name again.
My name is Juan Martinez from Yokuts Valley.
Okay.
The thing that should be provided here is, okay, here's a where the house they said earlier, where the other poles or antenna towers. And now, if it's such a big concern to people, show me your feasibility analysis for that tower. Tell me it didn't work. Tell me that one didn't work. And show me that one didn't work. And show me that one. There's no possibilities.
This is going to come up
next time. But that was all.
Time. Okay, thank you. Mrs. Chan, you did speak in opposition. I'll let you come up if it's... please. But it's just to address what you just heard.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm very nervous. I wasn't planning on being here today.
Okay.
But I do believe he said Comcast is expensive, but they do have low-income program, right? One thing. And
He did mention that, but really, I think I'd like you to focus on knowing that I'm going to recommend a continuance.
I don't know what that means, but
we're
going
to hear it again. You'll have a chance.
Okay.
I know it's a big drive for you to come and go.
I'll come again.
At least it sounds like Mr. Coles is willing to get a team together to go to Layton to meet with the people, to talk about, you know, talk to the school, talk to the Lions Club, talk to the residents, and follow up in that regard.
I think this is kind of important. From what you said, I spoke to who was then president of the Layton Lions, the board that voted to approve this, and I said, well, why would you do that? And the first thing he said, well, money, they're going to pay us.
Okay.
And
well,
that's all.
That's sometimes the answer to a lot of things. Okay, so I'm going to close the public portion of the hearing, except I would like the applicant to come forward, whoever can make this decision. I'm going to ask our counsel to word it in a way that we need to have it worded so we can continue this. And let me also ask, would this be to the next meeting, or it could be to a date uncertain, should they agree to it?
So on the first point, we would be asking the applicant if he will toll the shot clock. We will have to commit it to writing, which we could do after the meeting. And the other question would be the same thing. If you continue it to a date certain, staff doesn't have to renotice the neighborhood. If you continue it to a date uncertain, you will have to the staff will have to renotice the entire neighborhood for the same distance they did before.
Can we request that they notify the neighborhood on a date certain?
No.
So let's do the first part as far as towing.
Hi, my name is Steve Christensen. Our place of business at Verizon, I'm the Verizon real estate manager. It's at 2900 Park Shore Drive in Folsom, California.
Okay.
I will accept a tolling agreement. We'll extend it 30 days at this time. If I can get a community meeting scheduled by then, I will do it at the Oaks Club, and I will make sure that the Lions Club, they're our tenant, and they should be very willing to do that. So if we can't get that scheduled, I will be in contact and in writing to you that we'll do it for 60 days. But right now, I want to see what I can do in 30 days.
Okay.
Is that next meeting or the one 30 days from now?
The meeting in question would be November 16th. It's not our next PC hearing.
No, but it'll be about a month away. So if it's November 16th and you say at this point that's the date certain, staff is not required to notice, but the intent or the desire is the people will know about it. Because you're going to make that community.
I would encourage staff to renotice. Maybe it's our expense. I don't care. I want the community to be told about it. It's very clear that there are concerns, and I honestly didn't know the small community, but I manage 600 of these projects. So I'll agree to what County Council says, and let's extend it to November 16th and try to get a meeting. And if I can't make the 16th, the next one is, you probably don't have one in December.
No, there is one in December. It's
14th.
December 14th.
Okay, so I'll either extend it, I'm going to extend it now for November 16th, but if I have to, it's that.
If you have to change it, then they will renotice.
Yes, I want them to renotice.
Now, the hearing was closed. We asked the question of you, or the hearing is closed now. If staff's...
Mr. Chairman, if I just might clarify, we can do the normal noticing, and I understand the comments about people not getting notices, and we often get this question. I would advise that if they really want to reach out, we most certainly can provide the lists we have, but they won't be inclusive, as the speaker talked about. A lot of people, whether they newly purchased property or they only rent, they won't be on that list.
No, we understand.
We're glad to try to be inclusive, but we don't have other lists, and it would be inconsistent for us to do something different. Well,
I think if Horizon shows us at a future meeting that they contacted the school, have something in writing from the school, had a community meeting, told us what the result of that meeting was, have some letters of support, or there'll be letters of opposition and something with the Lions Club, that will be adequate with me anyway. Yes, sir. Commissioner Quist.
Is it possible to broaden that list to 1320 instead of 600?
We always have to do the noticing consistent with a policy before we get a number of consistency issues. If the applicant wishes to, they can do that, and we can provide them that information. We have the database. It's literally a few keystrokes, and we can provide that to them. But to be consistent with everybody else, the legal process we need to use, we have to be consistent and apply it universally. We don't get to change it based upon the topic.
Do you want to ask the applicant if they'd be willing to do that?
I think it'd be wise.
Okay.
So on that note, I will ask the applicant because the city's or the county's responsibility is to notice for this meeting. But you're talking about having a meeting in Layton for the residents. So I think it would be wise, and I would request of you guys to notice, you know, a bigger circle, and that can be done, you know, in various ways. But also think through the school, the Lions Club, and the lady who takes the utility bills, because she knows everything and she's going to get the word out. So that's an asset in the community that's going to help. You've also heard today there's a Facebook page for the neighborhood as well. So there's just a lot of ways to get the word out in the community for a community meeting. So I would recommend that you use those avenues for a neighborhood meeting.
Do you know the name of the lady?
I don't, but Ms. Chin does.
The noticing is done by staff. They have their rules. I don't know where this lady lives. If she's within 1,000 feet, I have no problem. If she's 2 miles away, I do have a problem.
No, the noticing that the county is doing is for this meeting. So if you guys are going to hold a meeting in Layton,
right,
the county is not going to notice for that.
They're going to provide me with who they noticed. That's what.
Yes, and it's only 39 property owners, which is not going to get to the residents necessarily in that neighborhood.
Right, and so we will notice an area like the Lions Club, and we will say on this date, anybody that wants to attend, please attend for discussion, for explanation. We do it all the time.
And that's what I'm asking, when you guys come back, that you can show the Planning Commission how you noticed and who you noticed, and if you reached out to the school, the Lions Club, just those types of things.
I agree.
Thank you.
Okay. Now I'm going to close the hearing. and bring back to the commission. I'm going to make a motion that this item be continued to the November 16th meeting. No